From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Triple-digit temperatures plus high humidity equal another day of stifling heat along the East Coast. New York's 103 degrees set a new record yesterday. There were near-record highs in a number of other cities, including the nation's capital, where Pete Perringer with the city fire department is urging people to take care to avoid heat stroke and to be alert for its symptoms.
Fatigue, dizziness, nausea, maybe some vomiting, headache, rapid or shallow breathing. You might have a high body temperature, rapid heartbeat, and a decreased in alertness or loss of consciousness.
NPR's Paul Brown joins us now. Paul, what about people who have to work in the heat?
Well, I met a number of folks early this morning, Craig, and most of them are not looking forward to this heat. A security guard in an apartment building said she's ready with cold compresses, first aid, and knows a couple of doctors in her building. A few blocks down, Alam Seged was getting his refreshment stand ready, and these are, this is one of these refreshment stands about 2.5 feet deep, 6 feet wide. It's made out of metal with windows, and he was looking forward to selling a lot of drinks, but not to the heat.
I take water. I take water again. I take outside under the tree.
You don't have an air conditioner in here, do you?
No, I haven't air condition. Nothing. As the winter, I haven't heater. Nothing.
Down the street, I ran into a gentleman by the name of Dave Harris. He's a roofer. He was getting ready with his crew for the day to work on a multi-story building.
Are you going to be on the roof?
We're going to be on the roof. It's probably going to be about 120 degrees up there by the time we're done.
And I asked him how he looks after his crew, Craig.
The biggest thing is just being aware of the people around you and just making sure, you can tell when they're starting to get a little too hot. You'll see that they get a little flush or they're starting a little clammy and everything, and you just got to pay attention to it.
But Dave Harris said, we do this all the time. It doesn't make it any easier.
Wow, I don't envy him. Thanks. Paul Brown reporting from Washington. With the Senate still away on its 4th of July recess, President Obama will use his power to sidestep lawmakers today and appoint his choice to head the Medicare and Medicaid programs. As NPR's Julie Rovner reports, health expert Donald Berwick has faced strong Republican opposition.
Berwick currently heads the Institute for Healthcare Improvement, a think tank dedicated to making healthcare better, safer, and less expensive. He's considered something of a rock star in the health policy community, and his nomination enjoys the strong backing of most of the health industry, as well as his Republican predecessors in the job running the massive Medicare and Medicaid agency. But Republicans in the Senate want to use Berwick's nomination to re-debate the health law he'd be in charge of helping implement. They've made it clear they would stall the proceedings indefinitely. The recess appointment will let Berwick serve until the end of next year or until the full Senate can confirm.
This is NPR. A roadside bomb explosion in southern Afghanistan has left 3 American troops dead today, and 5 Afghan army troops are dead after being mistakenly hit by a NATO airstrike. 2 others were wounded. A NATO spokesman is expressing regret over those deaths, and he's pledging that the incident will be investigated. Some new studies are showing that music can help people recover their ability to walk after suffering brain injuries. NPR's Richard Knox reports the research is in a journal called The Cochrane Library.
The new analysis shows that the same urge to tap your toes to an infectious beat can help people with damaged brains move their arms and legs again. Researchers pooled together 7 small studies involving 184 people who'd suffered strokes and other brain injuries. They found that therapy involving music with a strong beat considerably improved patients' walking speed compared to standard physical therapy. One study showed patients' arm movements improved too with music therapy. Other studies suggested music can improve patient speech and behavior and even control their pain. Results of these studies were more mixed, and analysts say larger studies are needed. Richard Knox, NPR News.
A baseball fan is being treated for injuries sustained when he fell from the upper deck of the stadium in Arlington, Texas, as he was reaching for a foul ball during a game between the Rangers and the Cleveland Indians. Indians play-by-play announcer Tom Hamilton describes the incident on WTAM.
Did a fan fall down? A
fan
fell out of the second deck into the lower deck. Oh, my gosh. Some fan trying to get that foul ball out of the second deck tumbled into the lower deck.
That's a 30-foot fall, but a Rangers spokesman says the man was responsive and able to move all his extremities at the hospital. This is NPR News.